It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you gobbled till you wobble and had a good turkey day. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot of things that were turkey, but in the meantime, hope you had a cold beverage, maybe a good glass of Fen Valley wine or whatever it might be with all the sides of your Thanksgiving day. But we're on beyond Black Friday now and into Cyber Monday soon, and holy crap, there's a lot going on. So I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, where we're going to attempt to stick with the show plan, but I have a feeling,
not a chance.
I have a feeling we're going to wander off. We're going to start strutting through the woods right. With a little gobble going. It is a wonderful weekend, and of course, every weekend is wonderful if you're listening to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, right. So speaking of weekends, last weekend after we left the show, I pulled together just a real traditional pulled pork, baked beans, mac and cheese, cornbread, coleslaw barbecue, and shot over to the east side of the state and fed the hockey team that my son plays the professional team after right. The game. Man, it had been a long time since I fed a room full of really hungry men. There, I had 26 guys go through almost 40 pounds of pulled pork, and I brought over 4 dozen rolls. They ate about 5 of them. The carbs, off. Protein, I've never seen piles of meat, and then they put mashed potato, or excuse me, the mac and cheese right on top of it, and then just slathering it with barbecue sauce and just plowing that stuff back. A couple of the guys came over, and there was some left, right, because you never run out if we're doing barbecue. He goes, do you got any to-go bags? And I'm like, I got
the drive-through window.
Right, yeah, I got these Ziplocs here. So what does he do? Puts the meat in first, puts the beans right in on top of it, the mac and cheese on top of that. I'm like, I can give you a bag for each of those. Oh, no. He goes, it's all going to end up in the same place anyway. It was hilarious.
What kind of barbecue sauce did you use?
I brought 3 of them. I brought a Carolina, a sweet, and what I call Zippy. And you made that apple. I wasn't about to let those horses eat that. I wanted that for myself. But no. So it was fun to watch them eat. And you know they're like, oh man, this is like the best post game meal we've ever had. And I'm like, well, son, you've only had 9 games as this team, so I don't have much to compete with.
I beat Culver's, did
right,
I?
Yeah, right.
Great.
And Domino's and the others that they Subway and the crap they give these guys, but. But anyway, no, it was fun. Long ways. I will tell you, though, what I was really surprised at, because it's clear over on the east side of the state, so I had about a 2.5-hour drive. We went to the hotel first, checked in, and then we went to the game, started at 6:30, and I fed them at about 10. That stuff came off of the smoker at noon. The pork did, the mac and cheese and the beans all came out. Threw them in the pork in a dry cooler, wrapped it in a towel because they always leak a little bit, right? The foil-wrapped butts. So I threw a towel in the bottom of there, wrapped it up in that dry cooler, didn't touch the lid, never looked, nothing until I got there. I temped them. They were still 168 degrees, and I took them off at 195. So they were in that about 10 hours in that dry cooler. Didn't open the lid. That's the key. And then I got over there, and they were still plenty hot. I pulled them when I got there. I left them whole so that they'd hold the heat, and they're all stacked. I did what you recommended I do. I had 4 whole pork shoulders, and I cut them in half. So I had 8 pieces.
More bark that way.
More bark, more flavor, wrapped up in foil, and I set them all in the bottom of that cooler and threw that towel over under them and over the top, kind of wrapped it in a blanket. And I was amazed. Of course, beans and mac and cheese, they don't need to be as warm to eat anyway. But they were still plenty warm when I got there.
Well, there's another case for butcher's paper. One of the things butcher's paper does is it absorbs the grease in
right,
the butt.
Right. But I didn't want it dry either. You know, I poured off a lot of it.
It won't be.
Right.
It won't be. I'm just telling you that since I switched to butcher's paper, I don't have nearly the grease problem.
Yeah.
But when you pull the paper off, you can see it.
Yeah, it's, right.
It,
yep.
It absorbs it. Yeah.
Well,
but it, no, it
for.
Holds the moisture nicely.
Yep.
Rob and I, when we used to do those classes, their style at Ace of Hearts was always when you're wrapping for your final cook, you wrap in cellophane, then foil.
The meat?
Yeah.
I've never used cellophane, ever.
Yes, you have, actually.
Have I?
Yes. We did a competition, and I forgot that I couldn't let my temperature go up 350, so we were pulling plastic off the butts.
Right, right.
So if you're going to
use
plastic.
Maybe that's why I've never done it since.
If you're going to use plastic, keep your temp around 250 for the final.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But I have been getting a lot of catering gigs for next year, so we're booking into next year solid. First one's, I don't know, I got one in a couple weeks, but January, right on out. So if you have a date and you want some barbecue for an event, go to, you can hit the Facebook page for the Grillin' Guys Takeout, or you can just email me, rnermico@gmail.com is the best one. Our Grillin' Guys thing is GoDaddy's got us handcuffed right now, and it's
okay. Well,
it's
we're working to get out of jail,
yes.
Are we? Yeah, yeah.
But I spent my time off, what little time off I had since we spoke last, of sorting out hunting gear and catering gear. So I have been doing
organizing the garage
and the pantry.
Yeah,
my bride helped me with the pantry. I helped her.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that thing looks like a Spartan store now. It's just organized.
Funny, we did that thing about 3 weeks ago, too. The same thing is that you're looking for something, so you can't really see it, so you go buy another one,
yeah,
and when you get home, there's two other ones that are, the dates expired on because they were tucked in the back corner. It's like, okay.
Well, you know, I'm a prepper,
yeah,
and so I've been buying a lot of food for the last year and rotating it out. Maureen hits it. She loves having a stock room.
Right.
But
right.
So I have lots of canned vegetables, and beans in particular are great because I don't like soaking beans before I cook them.
Right.
I do. Like pinto beans I'll do if I'm doing friolis or something. But for the most part, I'm a prepper. I think the end of the world's soon.
Well, it could be. Right.
And then when I moved out of the kitchen because I closed the kitchen down for the winter, I had a ton of food.
Yeah.
So that all had to go in the pantry. So basically, not all of it. Some of the stuff in cases is out in the garage under wraps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you run out of food and if things get abysmal this winter, come see me.
Yeah, right.
I got you covered.
Right.
Especially,
got plenty. Just
especially
for the two
beans.
Of you. Yeah. Right, yeah. So you had some cans of beans left over, the big gallon cans?
Oh, yeah, cases. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll remember that because I'll be needing some for different events here
yeah.
in a bit.
Yeah. So done hunting. I froze so much. I hunted nonstop, and I was so cold for so long, and I got two guys that can't get around very well.
Right.
One because of age, one because of not taking care of himself, and so I'm like the camp, you know what, and I just ran my keister off taking care of these fellas, and it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Right.
I'm going to find a VRBO next time I go up. I think we'll plan on an early hunt in October when a tent is still nice and I can use my little one.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the cold hunting time, I'm going to have a nice cabin.
Well, you know, a hot shower after you've been out in the woods all day is a good thing.
And yeah. I was up there 7 days, and we're all texting each other when we got home. It's like, I took the longest shower ever. It's like,
yeah,
no
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
Just to melt the grease off your scalp.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's, you know, as we get more experienced, then we change the things we like to do. I get a big kick out of the texts that come in with all the pictures of the bucks that different guys have gotten,
mm-hmm.
and they're just
you didn't
elated.
Get one from me,
right? And they're just elated. We got yeah, they're just elated to have them, and it's a great experience for them and their families. And I just kind of, I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't do that anymore. It's not a negative at all. I've just
no,
kind of lost
no.
interest in it.
No.
I got all the equipment,
yeah.
man. I got a ton of equipment and a safe full of guns and rifles and stuff, and I just don't use them
so
anymore.
You're ready for the end of the world too.
Well, I don't know if I got enough ammunition for that, but
Alan Bob's is always open.
Right, yep, exactly.
So It's a mixed blessing because my freezer is so full of meat.
Yep.
I wouldn't have had room, and I was going to have to can it all.
Yeah.
Well, so it saved me a big job. It saved me a big job.
All right. Coming up next, we might dive into some of your turkey leftovers. You've probably already done it, and maybe you got most of them all et up, but we got some recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tech, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktech.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. We might be a little behind the times here with turkey leftovers, but if your house is like mine, there was a bunch of it. You can't just make a little bit of stuffing or a little bit of mashed potatoes. It's a pot of all of that stuff. And so we have a lot of leftovers.
Yeah, and your leftovers are never proportional either.
Right.
You know, you might have a ton of turkey, no stuffing.
Yeah, right.
Or no cranberries.
Right. Yep.
But you don't have to use any of these in this first one. And this is an easy. I'm turning into my dad. My right. dad hated leftovers.
I'm not a big fan either. But before we dive into a recipe, I did a little research about how long you can leave leftovers in the fridge. Okay, and this is important, but you can store them in there up to 4 or 5 days. So if you're listening today, you're right on the edge.
Is this turkey?
Right, yeah, right. Thanksgiving dinner, all of it. Thanksgiving dinner. But I think the key to this is don't reheat the whole container.
Right.
You reheat by the serving, or if you know there's two or three of you there, just enough of what you're going to eat, because that second and third reheat is no good for you, right? And you know, the food container is important because you probably want to keep a lid on things to keep moisture in. And the last thing I would say is that over time, things lose flavor. And I don't know why that is, but you aren't. It's
COVID.
Never.
It's COVID.
Right, yeah. But it's maybe your ability to taste it, right? But it's never
Nobody
as good
the
three or four days later. Some things are better the next day. But most of them, the longer it goes, the worse it gets.
Not baked Alaska, I'll right. guarantee you that.
Right. And then the other thing is if you've got a vac sealer, one of those that takes all the air out of the bag and then it seals it, those are a great tool to use for preserving food, either in the refrigerator or
yes.
the freezer, because yes. that air will degrade the food, and if there's no air on it, it'll stay consistent with the way it was cooked.
And I'll give you this little tip. From the kitchen, before you even put your food in it, take a felt tip and write what's on it the date.
Yep.
And then after you vac seal it, you're not trying to write on a lumpy brisket or something.
Yeah, and
you can't
read your own writing, which is part of my problem anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah, I get it.
No,
yep.
And if you're gonna do that, they sell these food grade bags that you can sous vide in.
Yep.
If you have a sous vide machine. Buy those because it's a wonderful way to heat up. Talk about a way to heat up leftovers. Oh, my goodness. You bought me that sous vide, and I kind of laughed when you bought it, and I use it all the time.
Yeah. So
it was so anti-grill.
Right. You know, yeah, right.
I felt like you clipped my man card or
something. No, but you grill if, you know, let's go down this bunny trail. I knew this was going to happen. The sous vide machine, sous vide literally means cooked in water, okay? But the food is not in water. It's in a plastic bag, and it's immersed in water. And the beautiful thing about it is, let me tell you about a T-bone steak that's sous vide. People are like, what? You're going to boil a steak? No, you're not going to boil it. okay? I want my steak medium rare at 130 degrees internal temperature. So this sous vide machine heats up and circulates water in a pot. You vac seal that steak, drop it in that pot, set that sous vide on 130 degrees. It needs to be in there a couple hours to get the steak all the way through, but the steak's not going to get any warmer than 130 degrees because that's the temperature of the water. And it circulates it around.
Then you can take it off and sear it on something.
That's exactly right. Put it on your grill. Now you just put some marks on it, get your grill smoking hot, put some marks on it both sides. You got a medium rare steak, and you didn't do anything but go tss, tss on your grill.
Do you actually do that?
Yes, I have.
I know you have.
Right.
Do you actually do it?
Yes, I do it once in a while. But what I...
What are you trying to achieve?
Here's a circumstance. I don't know when we're going to eat. I got people coming over all afternoon to sit by the pool, right? And I don't want to cook for 40 minutes at the grill.
Are you telling me you put your sous vide machine in the pool?
Nope, because that's too warm. but I got a big turkey. I got a big turkey pot, and I'll vac seal. Now, it's important to vac seal the steaks individually, not in a pack.
Oh yeah,
you got to do them individually. But you throw them in there. And if you want to eat in an hour, you want to eat in 3 hours, you're not hurting that steak any because it's not getting above the set temperature, in my case, 130 degrees. You take them all out when you're done, sear them up, and boom, you're in 5 minutes, everybody's eating steak. And it's just a better way. That's a rabbit trail or a steak trail that we just went down. Sorry about that.
I'm writing that down. I like that.
Yeah. And the little machine there is... They're easy. They're not expensive. And Inova, I-N-O-V-A, is the brand that we have.
Right. You put them hot in there?
No.
It's cold.
It's back sealed. And see, the concept is, thanks for asking,
it's like
Conrad,
a Ziploc.
Right.
Yeah.
It's shrunk.
No, I understand that.
But you put it in the water, and the steak is cold, and the water heats up to 130, and it just circulates?
The water heats up to whatever temperature you dial in the sous vide machine to give you.
Right.
So it'll keep the water at, 150. Like if I'm doing, if I'm warming up brisket, because I bring them out of the freezer and they're sous vide already, they're cryovac, I throw them in a tub with my sous vide machine. I set the temperature at 170. It doesn't matter when I take it out.
Right. Because it'll never get above that temperature. Because the water is that temperature. It's immersed in the water. It'll never get warmer than the water.
Why have I never heard of this?
Well, it's a technique of cooking that restaurants do all the time.
Yeah,
because
it's
you can prep a bunch of food and then bring it back up to the perfect temperature because the water won't overheat it.
It's pronounced sous vide.
Right.
Yeah.
It's V-I-D-E.
Well, I've heard of, vacuuming, your to save stuff or whatever, but I never heard of the whole water thing. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's a tool you got to have.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. But I got to tell you, Conrad, I actually tried your stuffing waffle press
already
routine. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I had stuffing left over.
Sure.
What a phenomenal idea.
You like
that?
It was
so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't really eat bread, but I love stuffing.
Oh, right. So you did the sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Turkey sandwich, cranberry, and little horsey mayo.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Wow.
But then on the side, I had some of Famous Dave's pickles. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Those sweet hot ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Costco, $5.99.
There you go.
Giant jar.
Right.
I love Costco.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do a little show plan.
Okay.
We're going to talk about turkey enchiladas.
Yeah, if you got some leftovers, it's Saturday morning. It was Thursday afternoon. You probably still got some of this stuff in your fridge,
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless you went to somebody's house and they didn't give you any.
They'll send you some, maybe.
So, anyway, I told you I was turning into my father and don't really care for leftovers so much. And Conrad's given us the finger, so it's almost time to go.
Anyway, well, we can talk about your dad. Sure,
yeah,
why not?
No, that's okay. Why now? Yeah. So I do anything to get turkey not to taste like turkey after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could like barf at the smell of it. It's just, I don't want it. It's too much. It is. Like, I used to make turkey soup. I can't eat it. Because I don't know, it's all psychological.
I think you might be an outlier on that one because there's some good leftover turkey
I understand
recipes.
That. I just can't really go down there. So when we come back, we'll talk about a way to make turkey taste not like turkey.
All right. So, and I think what I'm going to do is wet your whistle with a little shepherd's pie, turkey shepherd's pie, in a cast iron skillet. Such a cool presentation, and it's something that you can put a lot of different ingredients in. So
you didn't say Dutch oven.
I did not. I'm going to do it in a skillet because I want to brown the top of those potatoes in the oven. But okay. Anyway, you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. Gobble till you wobble. We'll be right back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig...
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to get into a little of this turkey stuff, so we're going to start right off with it. Bob kids me about shepherd's pie because I enjoy it. It's kind of a hobo dish. A little bit, and what I mean by that is it's a mishmash of a lot of different things.
And then we'll actually talk about the enchiladas I've been trying to talk about for 2 seconds.
But this will be real quick because basically what you're doing is you're putting some leftover turkey and some vegetables, whatever you like, as a filling. This is kind of like a pot pie with no crust. It's just got mashed potatoes on the top of it. Right, and
I think most people have had shepherd's
pie. Yeah, you can find recipes all over the internet.
It's an old school dish.
Yeah.
It was always done with ground beef in the past.
Right, yep, and you can do it with turkey, right? So you're putting the mashed potatoes on top, and the filling, again, carrots. I like a vegetable that I grew up with my dad growing them in the garden.
Rutabaggie.
No, parsnips. Parsnips.
Similar.
Right, and they're a root vegetable, but they've got, when they're cooked, they get a little bit of a sugar that's in them that caramelizes on the outside of them a little bit. Oh man, they're just
probably
different.
Pretty healthy for you. Too.
I'm sure they are. I don't know the Middle Eastern
folks like to pickle those and slice them and serve them with their foods.
Yeah,
and I love them.
Right, they're very good.
No, those are turnips. Actually, they're similar to turnips.
They are. They're all in the same family.
Yeah,
but I remember that the ground would be frozen, and my dad would go out in the middle of the winter and take a pitchfork. But it was a wide blade pitchfork, not the pointy ones, and he'd pop the parsnips out of the ground, and he always harvested them after the ground had frozen. And for some reason, he said that freezing of the vegetable made it sweeter. And I'll never forget that because the garden was done and dead, and that row of parsnips right there, he knew right where they were.
So you're going to dice these things up?
Yep, dice them up, throw them in there with some carrots, and then, you know, you've got... all kinds of any juice you want to, you can use.
Might want to throw some frozen peas in.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Cornholio.
However. But anyway, I'm not going to go through a recipe, but you can find this. But it's just a great use of leftovers because you can put the turkey in there and put the potatoes on top. You're making a whole new dish. Look it up on this one, the one I'm looking at came from Food Network. I like their stuff. They've got great recipes, and they're all online and they're free.
You know who's out there right now is my daughter Emily. She's working for the Food Network in New York.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's a makeup artist, and she's been doing this whole next season, and she gets done in the middle of December.
Right.
And then they have a big season end party.
Well, sure they do.
She's flying my wife out there to party with her with the whole crew,
so
the whole
she
staff.
She does makeup on the network stars or on the food, because the food looks good. So she's doing makeup on.
She could do that, but because she's a wonderful cook.
She's a hell of a chef, yeah.
Yeah.
I always wondered how they made that look so good.
Yeah, well.
Food stylist.
Yes. But anyway, funny about the Food Network.
Right.
And she, of course, her husband works for HGTV, and now she's doing them, so. I think we'll get nothing out of it.
turkey enchilada, maybe.
Yeah.
Tell us about one.
You know, if I put that turkey into a Mexican flavor profile, it turns into more like chicken, and then I can handle it. As long as there's no turkey gravy or stuffing, I'm so done with it after Thanksgiving. I might do one leftover meal the day after, but that's about it. So it's going to have some onion, garlicky veal, garlic, a bunch of turkey, cream cheese, green chilies. And I don't know, do you make your own enchilada sauce or do you just buy the El Paso?
Well, I don't know if it's El Paso, but I buy it. I like Matador. The green.
Oh,
I like the green.
Okay, so that's a verde.
Rather than a red. Yep.
Well, that's a good way to go, too. And this recipe that I ripped off the internet here calls for the green enchilada. And you don't have to do green enchilada sauce just because it's a white meat. Most restaurants and recipes, when they go to a chicken, they always go green. I've done it with traditional enchilada sauce. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of prefer it because it's got a lot of tomato and cumin and garlic, and it kills that Thanksgiving taste that's still stuck in my mouth three days later. But, yeah, and that's it. So you get the big flour tortillas, warm them up, get your skillet out, warm them on that skillet one at a time before you try rolling them because it softens them up.
Right. Well, and I like putting a little flavor profile. I've shared that with you before, that lime EVO, that extra virgin olive oil. Our friends at Old World have a lime flavored one, and it is really good on a tortilla. Just gives a little hint of
but
flavor.
You're not going to fry these. You're going to put them in a pan dry.
Okay. All right.
Just
to warm them up to make them
pliable. You could if you wanted to add more fat, but typically we're all trying to
fat's flavor though,
cut that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll post the recipe after I cook it. I haven't tried it yet.
Right.
But I don't know. I Mexican food to me, I like Mexican now more than barbecue. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Yeah.
On this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, you know what? You can't eat barbecue every day.
No.
Right? I get
that. No, I've eaten so much of it that I'm moving to, you know, and Asian food, Korean, Chinese, Japanese. I mean, I crave that. I don't crave butts and briskets anymore. I just don't.
Well,
or ribs.
Right.
I can't even fathom making ribs anymore because I don't want to eat them.
Yeah. They've jumped up in price, ribs.
Yeah.
I've looked at it. They, one of the boys at that hockey game I talked about in the first segment wanted to know if we were having ribs. And I'm like, I don't think so. I didn't rob a bank on the way over here. But
yeah.
Right.
Seeing the way you horses.
Right.
If I could count on you to eat the bone and everything, I might.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you were talking about cryovacking and sous vide. When the kitchen was still doing takeout service, a couple nights, I did ribs, and I made a whole bunch of them. And so the leftovers each night I took and cut them up I cut the slabs in half. So you got about six ribs, and I put them in a bag, put some of that homemade barbecue sauce on them, and I cryovacked them, and I threw them in the freezer. I did a sampling for an event last weekend, and what I did is I pulled a brisket out, I pulled a bag of butt out. All this stuff had been cryovacked, and I sous vide it, and except the ribs. I opened the ribs up because I wanted to cut them up into individual, which is a really nice way if you have few ribs, cut them up into individual ribs. And then I made some fresh beans, some fresh mac and cheese, stuff like that. And the guy wrote me the most glowing letter. He said, we are going to put you on as a preferred vendor. He said, that's some of the best food I've ever had. That was out of the freezer. And
yeah.
I told him, I said, I don't have the kitchen today, and I can't just do a whole brisket and a whole butt so you can have one little taste. I could, but
right.
I'm out of refrigerator and freezer space here. I need to get some stuff gone. He was so happy with it. So that's the power of this whole cryovacking that you brought up, and that's why it's so important. It was a great point you made, that how you care for your food when you put it away, and this is like Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day or whatever. Everybody's tired and bloated, trying to get out of the kitchen so they don't have to do the food work.
Right.
That's when you got to take the time. Yep. And you got to do the heavy lifting because there's a lot of money right there, especially Christmas. We do prime rib. You want to care for those proteins properly. That stuff's $20 a pound, the stuff we get.
Right. Yep. And, you know, when you're getting ready to store this stuff, a couple tips is make room in your fridge before you know you're going to have leftovers. You know, try to eat up some of the stuff that's in there because this stuff takes a lot of room.
It does.
And if you put warm food in there, it's going to warm the whole refrigerator up.
Yeah.
It can't recover that quickly.
And you might have even a cooler you can put on in the garage or in the back deck and throw everything in there.
Yep, and throw some ice in it. And you don't have to let it come to room temperature before you put it in there. It can go in there warm and let it cool down. But just remember that it will heat up your refrigerator if you put stuff in there that's too warm. But anyway, and then
so I'll tell you what. One of the things that I want to talk about in the next segment is this favorite sandwich I used to make, and I got the recipe from Arby's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had that chef on last week, and he was a professional chef. Well, you know, classically trained, and he worked for those big restaurants. Right?
Yeah.
Remember that? So there's merit to those recipes.
Absolutely.
All right. So coming up next, Bob's going to Arby's. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. I appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to this banter. Not really sure what we've covered today, but we're in fourth segment already, so we must be covering ground.
Let's look at something on this show plan.
Yeah, right. All right.
One of the things is turkey salad, and I'm ripping off Arby's from their chicken salad wrap.
Okay.
Because I was telling Conrad, I used to go to the one in Lowell, and they had a chicken salad wrap. They might still, but it's so good, and it's so easy. So after about five or six meals of that, you know, every couple of days getting one, I finally pulled up and I said, you got to tell me how you make this, because that's
who you are,
what you do, right? And the girl goes, oh, the chef just got done making it. Hold on, I'll grab him. And she brings this kid out. He's 25. And I said, man, that chicken salad wrap is phenomenal. What do you do? He goes, dude, it's so simple. It's ridiculous. I cube up some chicken breast. And so there's your turkey. And then I chop some pecans, some celery, and cube up an apple or a bunch of apples and red grapes. And then I scoop in a nice big helping of, I use Hellman's,
right,
mayonnaise, and you stir all that together, and then you put it on a tortilla or a flatbread or whatever you like wrapping in, or you put it on chopped lettuce.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this, the apple and the pecan and celery all working together, you don't even notice the turkey in there.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with grapes and apples. I mean, it's not like you're turning it into junk food. You're just making it a sweeter, beautiful, beautiful. It's fantastic. So
there's your tip of the day.
Yeah.
Is you're going to make turkey salad.
It's so easy.
Right.
It's too easy.
Is there, and there's got to be like a little salt and pepper on it maybe or something. No?
On my wife's version, yes. She has to salt and pepper everything.
Right. Well, that's kind of, bread and butter, salt and pepper, they all kind of go
Yeah, I stay away from salt just because I don't want to ever have to take blood pressure medicine or anything like that.
Right.
And a lot of people do. So by not using salt, my blood pressure dropped a little bit, and I'm away from the danger zone.
Cool.
But yeah, it's so simple. And then the apple that you use has a lot to do with how much you're going to like it. A tartar apple, not a pie apple, but you know, Honeycrisp is wonderful. Those Romes that I picked are wonderful. And then the pecans.
Yeah,
and it's just a fantastic medley.
That does sound good. Make my mouth water.
So yeah. When I was talking about Emily with the Food Network, last time she was up, she made an enchilada soup.
Okay.
Have you ever had that?
Nope.
Well, she's extravagant with everything she does. And I wouldn't go quite to the extreme she does because I don't have time. She'll spend the whole day in the kitchen making a broth.
Yeah.
But literally a good chicken broth, or in this case, you might open a box of it, and then you're going to have – I got to look at my notes here because I want to be accurate. Olive oil, and again, I always go garlic. Onion. I'm going to put in a can of diced tomatoes, the whole can, juice and everything. A can of chopped green chilies. And if you have a can of Hatch instead, you can use Hatch.
That'll just heat it up a little more.
Yep. I don't know. I think it just changes the flavor. I don't find Hatch to be all that hot. But then I'm insanely hot food oriented. You can use a little taco seasoning, or you can just use some tajin, T-A-J-I-N. And then you cube up a couple cups of turkey, and you put in some frozen corn. And then right when you're done, you chop up a bunch of cilantro. Right before you serve it, you chop up the cilantro. You can put it on top of each bowl, or you can put it in the pot right when you serve it. You don't want to cook cilantro. You want to you want to let it meld. And then you get these tortilla strips. Again, back to Costco. They sell these big bags of tortilla. Everybody's had them.
Yeah.
Because they're at every party you go to.
Yep.
And then so you put a little Monterey Jack cheese on top. Then your tortilla chips and the cilantro. I'm telling you, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And that tomato mixed in with the everything else and a little bit of tahini, a little cumin. I don't think this recipe even called for cumin, but I would definitely put cumin in it.
Yeah, and if my wife were eating this, she's an avocado freak. She might
you could do that.
Slice some little thin slices of avocado.
Yeah.
And
put those on top of the cheese and chips.
Right,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
really good.
And they're ridiculous price now.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What isn't?
Right. Yeah, we're kind of running into that this time of year. Thanksgiving dinner was, you know, a lot more money than it was last year.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks that are, I feel bad for these young couples that have just, you know, low-wage jobs and they're trying to get a start. And, I mean, I know what it's like for me just buying gas. It's double what it used to be.
Sure.
And it's like, I'm now like not going places because I'm sick of that $80-$90 fill up.
Right.
That used to fill my Suburban up.
Right.
No. Now it fills a little Jeep up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like my wages doubled.
No. They haven't. That's exactly it. So you know, you pick and choose. Right?
Yeah.
Where you go, what you do.
But that's funny.
A side effect of this pandemic junk that we went through is that people are okay with not seeing you in person. I mean, they'll look at you on a computer screen and be just as content about a meeting as they do if you show up.
Well, I'm used to that.
Yeah, right. I'm old school. I like the face-to-face meetings, but
yeah.
You know what? It's the way it is. It's always going to be this way. That train has left the station.
And if you see them on a Zoom meeting and they have a mask on, just save your effort.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You probably can't get through.
Yeah.
Tortilla soup. That's a good one. How about a turkey sandwich? What do you do? Now, like when I was a kid for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we used to have turkey for – Conrad, when you were a kid, did your mom do turkey Thanksgiving and Christmas, or did you have ham for Christmas?
I think when I was a kid, it was both.
Yeah, we had turkey because it was affordable. She'd get these big 28-ton turkeys.
Right.
Because there were seven kids, right? And
feeds a lot of people.
Speaking of making it on a short penny. But so Christmas night, Thanksgiving night, she always made homemade bread as well. So she'd have her beautiful fresh bread. I don't know if you ever ate any of her bread back in the day or not, but she was known for her bread. So you'd have this big, thick slices of bread, and then your select pieces of turkey, and then...
Dark meat or white meat?
White.
See, I'm a dark meat.
And then just slather the Miracle Whip on it. Back then, I used to use Miracle Whip.
Right, yep.
And some lettuce, and we'd go in the kitchen, go in the living room with a giant turkey sandwich and watch a movie.
See, you're missing out, because I would substitute the lettuce with stuffing. I'd put a layer of stuffing on that turkey sandwich, and then the mayo.
When you were a kid, you did that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then, so you had a turkey and stuffing. You had a bread sandwich with bread stuffing and some turkey on it. But, you know, that's if your turkey dinner was at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, then by about 7 or 8 at night, you were ready to.
And it always was.
Another one. Yeah.
I think 1 or 2 o'clock. Yep. And just like Sunday dinner was, always
that's
early.
That's what we did, because now we've got kids and they've got to go to two Thanksgivings or whatever,
right.
And so you try to do one early and one late, and we were the early this year. So
it was. It seems like it was always a turkey sandwich and Bonanza. Oh. One of the best shows ever.
Right. Wow. That's dating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're under 55 years old, you probably don't know what Bonanza is. It used to be an all-you-could-eat buffet that was up on the corner.
I'm talking about the show.
I know.
Ben Cartwright.
Yeah, right. Little Joe.
Hop Sing.
Oh,
goodness. But anyway, so we have wandered all over trying to talk about turkey, and I guess I'm done with it, right? So are you guys.
We're talking turkey.
Right, because it's Thanksgiving was now 3 days ago, and you've had enough turkey. So freeze it and have it later in the year, and everything will be good. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, where can they find us on that World Wide Web thing?
Yes, The Grilling Guys.
Right.
And check out our sponsors on the right. Make sure you...
Great for holiday gifts.
Purchase from those folks.
Right.
MyPillow has got some specials. Barbecue is the code, BBQ.
Right.
Old World sometimes has their specials up there, but Alan Bob's always links their specials there.
Right.
So if you're a black powder hunter or you're going out for bow after rifle, get to Alan Bob's.
Right.
Yeah, and everything's going on sale now.
Right. Yeah, well, end of the year, you know, it's holiday season. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll do some gifts for the griller. We always do this time of year, and it'll be kind of a cool show to listen to, because we're going to have some great ideas that are for all budgets. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Be safe out there, and happy holidays. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.